This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. At least 17 people have died and dozens are reported missing in the southern Indian state of Andhra Pradesh after days of heavy rains, authorities said on Saturday. The state has been hit by intense torrents since Thursday, sparking massive floods in at least five districts. The death toll rose to 17 late Friday night after three people were killed when a building collapsed, police said. 10 people trapped under the debris were rescued, but two are still missing. Earlier on Friday, at least a dozen people died as heavy floods washed away the bus they were on. Search and rescue efforts for missing passengers continued on Saturday. A jury has acquitted white teenager Kyle Rittenhouse of murder and the fatal shooting of two white men during racial justice protests in a decision that reignited fierce debate about gun rights and the boundaries of self-defense in the United States. Jurors found Rittenhouse, 18, not guilty on all charges, two counts of homicide, one count of attempted homicide for wounding a third white man, and two counts of recklessly endangering safety in protests marred by arson, rioting, looting, all on August 25th, 2020 in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has expanded availability of COVID-19 booster shots to all American adults, hoping to preserve vaccine protection against the fast-spreading Delta variant. Previously, the agency had recommended booster shots only for people aged 65 and older or at high risk for COVID, and said they could choose a different vaccine from the one they had received for their initial inoculation. For more news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News, and here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. Thousands take to the streets in Austria after a night of chaos in the Netherlands and protests in Australia as anger boils over about COVID restrictions imposed to tackle a resurgent COVID-19 pandemic. The Czech Republic reported 22,936 new coronavirus cases for Friday, its biggest daily tally since the pandemic began, health ministry data showed on Saturday. Earlier in the week, the country tightened restrictions on people who have not had COVID-19 shots to encourage more vaccinations and to ease the burden on hospitals. Poland says Belarus has changed tactics in their border crisis by directing smaller groups of migrants to several points along the EU's eastern frontier. Sudanese anti-coup activists call for mass protests on Sunday as doctors say the number of people killed since last month's military takeover has risen to at least 40. The United States warns it is capable of deploying overwhelming force in the Middle East as it faces questions about its willingness to use its military power in the region. The United States and the United Nations demand proof of Peng Shuai's whereabouts as a Chinese state-affiliated journalist shared unverified photos of the tennis star who has not been seen publicly since accusing a former vice premier of sexually abusing her. China had given 76.3% of its population complete COVID-19 vaccine doses by November 19th. An official at the National Health Commission, or NHC, said on Saturday, a total of 1.06 billion people in the country have received the required number of doses for their COVID vaccination, an NHC spokesperson said. Singapore's government is easing some of the tight social curbs it imposed to contain the spread of COVID-19 after infections stabilized in the city-state over the past month. From Monday, limits on social interactions and dining out will be expanded to five people from the current rule of up to two vaccinated people, government ministers told a news conference on Saturday. And all flights to and from the Spanish island of La Palma have been canceled due to ash from a volcano which has been erupting for the past 2 months. That's what the airport operator announced on Saturday. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.